Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. This week, I am joined by a young lady that I got to meet at 6 Days at the Dome and was just amazed by her ability. And lo and behold, she informed me that in India, there is an amazing ultra running scene happening and some of the best ultra runners out there. And I thought, you know, this would be fun to get this person on the podcast. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring in Meenal Kotak. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, hi, Mike. So nice to be here.
It's going
to
be fun. So, yeah. You know, the only disappointment I had in the 6 day race, Meenal.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? We didn't get a Bollywood dance at the end, and I was waiting all day. The last day, I was like, oh man, after the finish, we're gonna see it. But nobody could find any Bollywood music, and I don't think any of us were in shape to do any sort of dancing. You did amazing at 6 days in the dome. That it was so
fun.
Thanks
a ton. Yeah.
And you know what was best about you? You always seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, mostly. I wouldn't say always, but yeah, mostly.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, there were bad cases and bad patches as well, but that's a part of the ultra running, I think.
Well, I think that's just part of it. You're gonna have a bad patch. What you've got to do is figure out how to get out of the bad patch and get back into good headspace. And you did a fantastic job all 6 days
doing
it.
Thank you. Thanks a ton. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, where you live, what you do when you're not out crushing long distances.
Okay. I am born, brought up in Delhi, which is the capital of India. I have been here for last 44 years. I'm 44. So, and I love Delhi. And as a profession, I'm a tax consultant. I'm a chartered accountant, which is, when you talk about US, it's a CPA. I started running when I was 35. I literally started running on roads for the first time when I was 35. It was just by a chance that somebody registered me for a half marathon, seeing me running on a treadmill. I was so shocked to see so many people out there for that half marathon running. And I didn't even know what, I didn't have any fancy gadgets. I didn't have a Garmin with me. I didn't know about anything about nutrition, about timing. I went with this friend who had registered me, and I was like running on the road, and I was enjoying it. So the most important part is I was enjoying it. Post the run, he told me it's a sub two. It was like a half marathon with under 2 hours. And in those days in India, very few women were crossing a sub two for a half marathon. I'm talking about 2014 and 2015. Running was like kind of a golf in India in those days. So, you know, there are like few sports. Like running now is like everybody runs in India now. I'm talking about 2014, where like we were very few runners. And this marathon, which I had run, which was like one full marathon and 5 or 6 half marathons happening across India. So these were the only events which were happening in India. Now, every city has half marathons and full marathons. So we are not short of runners and running events. So running scenario in India has seen a lot of change, and a lot of good change, I would say.
What do you think has led to a running birth in India? Is it access to the sport, or?
We are a developing economy. We are not as developed as US, right? So the food, clothing, shelter was the most important thing. Anything like food, clothing, shelter was the most important thing. And for us, health was a luxury in those days before 2010. Now people, after getting to a certain level where food, clothing, shelter is like taken care of, now we started looking towards health as a priority. When health comes as a priority, then running comes as like indispensable part, because that's the easiest sport. You can just wear your shoes, go out and run. One. And second thing is, of course, accessibility, where then running events have increased. There's more focus on nutrition. There's more focus on strength training. There's more focus on the mental coaching. And hence, we have like real good ultra runners in India now. We started representing, India has started representing for the World Championship 24 hours, Asian Championship 24 hours, World Championship 100 kilometers, Asian Championship 100 kilometers, and as well as trail running. I think, you know, we as a country has progressed. Running has progressed as well as the country has progressed towards running. So.
Okay, that's amazing. And so it's progressed, and you've kind of come to the forefront of this. I've been reading a few articles about you and everything. So, how have you moved into one of the leading women ultra runners of India? How did this come about from somebody who just started running 9, 10 years ago?
So when I started running in 2014, it was half marathons. So after half marathon, I started aiming at a full marathon because, you know, that was an obvious choice to just upgrade yourself from a half to a full. And that took me like 6 months of training, hard training. But then after doing a full marathon, I started looking at the data available on the internet. And I realized that India doesn't have, we had just handful of, I'm actually telling you a handful of, like you can count on the fingertips that we had just four or five Indian ultra women in. Running for the races. Like they would be doing a maximum of 12 hours, not even a 24 hours. So like if you go out there for a race, there were three women, of course you'll be one of the podiums there. So that was the
Right.
scenario. Yeah. So and men, if you talk about, there would be like 10 or 12 of men running for in ultra running and three or four women running for ultras. And that's the area when I realized that why don't I tap this area and start running ultras? And I just wanted to figure out if it just works out for me. So the first race I did was a 75 kilometers, a trail race in Gurgaon, in Delhi Gurgaon, which is Delhi NCR, which is very close by. And they say, you know, the ultras are the dark side, and you start, more you get into it, the more dark you go into it, the more deeper you get into it. And somehow I started enjoying it. It was very liberating to run an ultra rather than just finishing at 42 kilometers. It was the happiness level was at a different stream. So one was that, of course. And second, of course, I wanted that, you know, why don't we as women venture into ultra running? And I kept on running ultras from 2015 to 2017. And as the luck would have had it, I think, you know, it is like you should be at the right place at the right time. In 2017, we have a federation, the Sports Federation of India, which we started represent, and there was a world championship happening in Belfast that year. And India formed a team, and there were hardly two girls and three men, four men, I think, were chosen out in the country. And we went as a team to represent India for the first time in the World Championship 24 hours. Lot to learn. We didn't know what was nutrition.
Wow. So this team formed, you've never really done a 24-hour to
Never,
this point.
ever, never,
Right.
ever. Yeah.
That's wild. So you go to the
Yeah.
World Championships,
In
and how did that go?
2017. Yeah, in
Wow.
2017. Yeah. Oh man, that was like a experience in itself, you know. We had no knowledge about nutrition, Michael. I don't know why the American team was put around the Indian team. So the American table where you have the food and nutrition. And I saw, you know, the women puking. And I was like, why are they puking? You know,
Right.
for us, puking, nutrition, eating after every hour was not a common sight. It was like, okay, you have to eat, but then eating after every hour, putting in 100, 150 calories or 170 calories every hour was like unheard of. We didn't understand that, you know, you don't have to go and give your best in the first half of the race because you have to conserve energy. We were all like, you know, giving our best in the first half, and then we all were like walking in the second half. And this doesn't happen in 24 hours. You really have to pace yourself very well to go through the race. So it was like a nightmare. We just, you know, everybody, including the men, had a very bad experience when it came to the scores. But we did learn a lot in that race. We as a team and we as a country learned a lot in that race.
Good.
Yeah, and I think in those days, this is like, I really have to tell you this, the selections for Indian women was, I'll talk to you in kilometers, you just have to convert it in miles.
Okay.
The selections was 150 kilometers for Indian women and 165 kilometers, a little more than 100 mile for
Hundred.
men. And
Okay.
that is like really a very, you can't even think about it now for selections in India, right? So now, if men were selected at 165 kilometers, which is a little more than 100 mile, now they are selected for at 225 kilometers. The selections for men
Wow.
now this year is 225 kilometers. So
So
you
this is from 2017. So in
17,
7 years, it's gone
yeah,
from that's because
165 to
225
225,
kilometers, that's 139.8 miles. It's almost 140 miles. Wow.
yeah. So that has been an incremental jump, I would say. You know, from those days when we had no nutritional, I have to tell you this, Michael. So I used to blister a lot. So then somebody told me that, you know, there's a five finger socks that comes in in US and Europe, and you start using that, and it'll be really helpful for your, it's anti-blister socks. I took almost 3 months, 4 months for people to go to US because we never had that kind of sports care. We never had that kind of socks in India. So we never had gels in India. So,
oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
Yeah.
The things that you don't really think about as an American.
Yeah, so these things, yes. So, you know, the things which you would never think about it was not available in India. So, you know, whenever anybody was going to US or Europe, you would ask, you would write the list. You would pay or get an Amazon delivery to their hotel or B&B and then get that stuff done. And, you know, you'll stock your gels for a year because you never
Wow.
know when you have to raise and when would the other person go to US or Europe. So that was the scene. And the, you know, the five finger socks, the gels, the vest, the running vests, right? You know,
Right.
these are the things. Yeah. So these are the things which were not available in it.
Oh,
So
wow.
coming from.
I would have never thought about that.
Yeah.
Because most of the stuff that, you know, we buy in the US is made in Asia. So, yeah,
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
So this was the scenario in those days. And so, you know, from coming from that era and coming to 2024 now, the men team, this time in Asian Championship, this guy went and did a 272 kilometers. That's an
Oh
Asian
my
record.
gosh.
272
Wow.
kilometers and yeah. So, you know, I feel proud to have seen that progress from where we were and from to where we are now. And it really makes me happy to see that, you know, Indian ultra running scenario has gone leap and bounds.
That's
So,
amazing because I mean, for our American listeners, 270 kilometers is 169.
272.
That's
Yeah.
169 miles in
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
That's wow. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Oh.
now have you been back to the Asian 24-hour championships since 2017?
Yes and no, because I was always a part of the selections. I had injuries, so I had to withdraw from the Worlds for two times out of 4 times I have been selected.
Okay.
Yeah, in between the COVID was there. So, and for Asian, I've been like selected. Or again, the Worlds and Asian, I've been part of the Asian Championships, but for the Worlds out of four, I had to withdraw 2 times.
Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
So what's the best you've done in the 24 hour, not
187
just
kilometers.
championships? How
Yeah,
many?
187 kilometers.
Okay. And is that the Indian
No,
female
no,
record?
no, no. India record is 204 or 205. I'm not sure about the exact number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you went to 24, and then all of a sudden you made this jump into the 48 and 72 hour.
Yeah.
When did that
So,
happen? After your injury?
No, before my injury. So
Okay.
2017, we went for this world championship. And in 2018, India started holding a 48 hours. And I think that was the first and the only multi-day race, if I call 48 hours as multi-day race. That was the only race we had as a multi-day race as a 48 hours in 2018. So, you know, we were still, the women in those days were still at a 100 miler. Like the best for women was 100 miler or little 165 or 167. My personal best in those days in 2017 was 167 kilometers. So, you know, Michael, as women ultra runners, I'll tell you there's a different social system in India, right? First of all, we women, of course, we, especially in the women living in metros, are all career oriented. So for us, the career plays a very important role over any sport, right? Because again, we are driven by food, clothing, shelter of the era, right? We are not right
Yes.
now in the luxury mode, which I call it as sports, right? Which you have to come from where we are coming, right?
Yeah.
Second thing, of course, is the family pressure. We have a family where there's not an equal distribution of burden when it comes to kids, the family, the mother-in-law, father-in-law. We still live in joint families, many of us. We have kids where the mothers have to, the ladies of the house have to take care of the kids rather than the men. The offices, the bosses will never understand why do you need a holiday or why do you need a break from your routine just because you have to go and run. All
Wow.
this, yeah, all this together, the women haven't been able to reach in the score, I am saying, when it comes to men vis-a-vis women in ultra running, especially in 24 hours. So you I'm just telling you, 272 vis-a-vis 204 or 5. You know, there's a huge
Okay.
difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will bridge that gap, but that will take some time. So that's where we are coming from. As of now, 2018 was the only event where we had this 48 hours. I went ahead and did that. I did a 252 kilometers in those days, which was okay, which was like the best in the country because there were like hardly four or five women running a 48 hours. And
Right.
after that, we don't have multi-day events in India at all. We haven't had any of them, and there's no planning because there are not enough runners to cover up the cost for that for any of the multi-days.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so after 48 hours, I had this obvious choice that, if I have to go into multi-day races, I better start running out of India. I save money, I save energy, I train hard, I come to US or Europe and do a multi-day races. So the obvious choice was this Milwaukee Petit Center because that was an indoor stadium and there's always a trade-off wind, humidity and weather vis-a-vis being in a claustrophobic, yeah, this the cold stadium. But then I thought, it's still better for the crew as well as for me. And I just took a plunge for the 72 hours last year, which turned out to be a good race, and I really enjoyed. I was like really happy after 3 days, and I then was very sure that next year I'm coming for the 6 days.
Okay, so what was the biggest difference of running in India and then making the long flight all the way over to Milwaukee and running in 55 degrees Fahrenheit, which is somewhere around 13 degrees Celsius?
Yeah, so we train over here in 50 degrees Celsius, which is a bad weather for almost 2 3 months.
Right.
Yeah, so I always think, we have the best weather. When I see you guys running in saunas and the steams of the world and training, I see a few of the runners in US training in saunas and the steams and what all not. And I like, you guys just have to take a flight to India and train here. So
Exactly, 'cause so like
yeah.
today, what's the
Yeah.
temperature in India today?
Today is a good day, so we are touching at 39 degrees, which is a good day, which is like very less to like 39, 40 degrees, which is pretty good
That's
for
only
it.
102 in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, so it's a good day. So normally in the summer, when you're going out for a run, what's the temperature like on just a typical day in Delhi?
So from March onwards till about July, we have weathers ranging from 32 degrees to 50 degrees
Yeah, so 50
Celsius.
degrees is 122. So like
Yeah,
this
we have
weekend
had like
in
days
this,
together with 50 degrees, 48 degrees to 50 degrees, yeah.
exactly. So this weekend in America, the
Yeah.
Badwater 135 starts, which is in
Yeah.
Death Valley.
Yep.
Okay, so Death Valley gets to 122 degrees, which is 50 degrees Celsius.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
So,
we train in this weather. Yeah.
yeah. So what was it like? So the first time you did the 72 hour at the Pettit Center, right?
Yeah.
So what was it like when you walked into the Pettit Center in 55 degrees Fahrenheit weather, and you're coming from 40 to 50 centigrade weather?
Yeah.
How did your body react?
So the first day I entered, I had come to collect my bib and meet Mike and Bill, and I was like, I entered in half sleeves, and by the time I was leaving, I was layered twice, like 2 layers. I was like having one down jacket and literally a warm jacket over it. So of course it was very difficult initially, but then I have this feeling that, if you train hard in this kind of harsh weather, be it any of the extremes, your body gets easily adapted to the other side. I mean, I was able to take, of course, the first 2 hours, for first 4 5 hours, I was layered in a thin summer jacket when I started running for the 72 hours. But after 4 5 hours, I was like good to go. So
Okay.
yeah, so I think training in extreme weather helps you either ways.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But
I
I,
just
of course,
remember
I
at
found
one
it.
point you and I were talking about the weather, and you were like, I don't see why Americans go and they sit in a sauna to train. She should just fly to India. And I was like, and then you were telling me the extremes of the weather, because
Yeah.
after July, you start going into almost like fall and winter, right?
Yeah.
And like,
Not
how
in a
cold does it get?
6 degrees to 12. Like it ranges between, and 6 degrees is like hardly 15 days. So we are
Okay.
anywhere between 10 to 12, but that's only for a month or two. So
Okay.
from July to November would be like between anything between in the range of 20 to 25 degrees
Okay.
with a lot of humidity, with a lot of humidity, with 85% humidity, which is as good as Florida, Miami's.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
So
it's as
it's
sticky and as
cooler,
humid.
but you have a lot more humidity. Okay. And so one of the things that I, you know, because I've only been to India, I think once,
And
and
which was
one
which
of
year?
that would been in back in like 2010 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been like 2010.
Okay.
And, you know, the one thing I noticed was air quality. So is air quality running in India? Is that still an issue?
So I'll this is like a joke between me and my and I always whenever I go and register for like last year and this year when I went there and I was like, you should actually start giving me extra half marathon, which is like a 21 kilometers. And they were like, why? And like, you don't know from where the place I train at, the place I'm coming from, and the training we have to go through, you have to be there to believe it. So especially when it's October, November, as soon as the winters come, and especially the place where I live, which is Delhi, which is the capital, October to February, we have this AQI, which is the air quality index, which would be like 25 or 20 or 25 in at your place. Which is like around 500, 600, 800 for us, which is the dangerous level.
Wow.
We are literally inhaling fumes. It's as good as inhaling fumes, It's so bad that, we start having cough. We are sneezing most of the time. Most of us are like having cold and cough, flu. So it's just because of the air quality, which is like October to January or Feb, we are like in a bad state. So,
Wow.
adding to what I said about women in India, why there has been a little lag in the number of females going towards ultras as well as the scores. Of course, is the family setup and the support you get from the family, the support you get from your offices on your work life. There's also this air quality, and I think that's the fourth point which I feel is the safety. So if you're running on roads, which is really unsafe for us, like if you're training for a multi-day, or even if you're training for a 24 hours, you would need to do a lot of night runs to get used to the agony of sleep deprivation, right?
Yes.
And where do we go and do our night runs? Right, we don't have the place. We cannot safe to run outside, unless and until you are in a gated community and are in a gated condo. So that's one of the major issues we have in India, that we don't have a secure place to run alone. We need to have a male counterparts, male ultra runners along with us, or a few bunch of women in India running together. I mean, it's difficult. It's so unsafe.
And there's not, so like when you're going out for a night run, there you literally have to do a lot more planning because you
Of
need to
course.
find people to go with you.
Yeah, you need to have a lot of people around you. You wouldn't have 24/7 around like the gate is available in US. You would have to carry everything in your car. You have your ice box because it's so hot, you need cold water in order to be able to survive. So you have to have your ice box, your packing, everything in your car. That's your food point or it's a hydration point. You have to have a few runners around, be it the male or a few women together. And you have to run in a bunch. Like, you can't be running all alone still.
Okay, so
Because,
you
safety is
get used to running in a pack just for the safety factor. So,
Of course.
yeah, wow.
So these are the issues. And then, of course, is the sanitary facilities available. We don't have the toilets available like that's available in US. I mean, I still feel that US also has less of them, but then if you have to use a washroom, where do you go?
Wow.
So, these are the things, which when I was sharing with Mike and, the race directors of 6 Days in Dome, I was telling them, they were also like, you guys haven't, so it's like always seeing is believing. You have to be here to believe it, right? But then these are the issues. I always voice it out because these are the issues I have faced in all my training. And now, of course, like I've shifted into another part of Delhi, which is a Gurgaon, and I have a gated community where, the condo is so well maintained. It's our neat washrooms, and the guards are available, and I can go around. And everybody cannot afford to live in a condo, or even if they can afford it, it's not necessary they live in a condo. They can live in a separate bungalows. So, you know, it's the training gets affected just because of the fact that it's unsafe to run alone. So, you know, that's
Right.
also one of the reasons that Indian women ultras are, the numbers are still less.
That's amazing. That's
Yeah.
incredible. So, what year did you do your first 48-hour race?
2018, 2018.
Okay. And how did you do at the first one?
The first one was 48 hours. I did a 250 kilometer, 252 kilometers, I think. It was a good experience. I enjoyed it after. You know, I was happy after the race and I enjoyed it. Thinking in the hindsight, I think it was a very less score. But then in those days in India, it was like one of the, I was one of the heroes out there because there's
Right.
no women running these kind of distances. And after that, I think there has never been a multi-day race in India. First, of course, the race directors have to have the numbers. Numbers don't turn up. So, you know,
Right.
it doesn't make economical sense to for the race directors to hold a multi-day races. And hence, I always feel that, you know, I have to travel either to US or to Europe to do a multi-day race. Why can't I have it in my own country? And, you know, like you guys have a lot of other multi-day races to train for. For example, next year you might plan to do a 10 days. You will have a few 48 hours in your, under your belt in this year or a few 72 hours under your belt. I don't have
Right.
that.
Yeah.
I just have to do whatever training I do back home and then I come back and do directly the event, main event for the day. It cannot be an A race and a B race. You always have a B3, BC races to do an A race. I don't have
Right.
that bandwidth
So
to do a...
like the what's the so it, there are there some 24-hour races in India now?
Yes, there
Okay.
are few because we
But the
started representing.
participation's still pretty low, right?
Yes, it is still low. It is still low. Where we the race, it gets difficult for the race directors to foot the bills.
Right. I mean, because here, you know, I mean, we've got a ton of 24-hour races. And
Yes,
so you've
absolutely.
got
Yeah.
choices in every state, multiple choices in every state, and
Yeah.
they sell out. You know, I
Yeah.
mean, it's they're permitted to have, you know, 150 runners and there's wait list. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm doing a 24-hour race in October, and you know, there's a wait list to get in it. There's, you know, it's
Wow.
like
Wow.
150 runners already signed up, and there's probably 30, 40 hoping one of the runners drops out so they can get into the race. And in
Yeah.
India, your
So,
participation is so much lower, right?
yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, if I actually count, there would be like 24 hours track races would be hardly like 4 or 5 in the entire whole year. In a
Wow.
country like the entire country like India just has 4 or 5 or max 6 24 hours races.
Wow.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
what is the population of India now?
So we are around 138 crores, which is, I don't know, how do I convert into your billions and millions? Let me check. 138, 140 CR would be 1,417 million.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it, but and India is a huge country and there's 4 or 5 24-hour races.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
amazing. And
Yeah.
there's no multi-day races, right? So
There's no,
48
yeah.
hour and up, there's none.
Nothing. So the max distance is 24 hours or 100 kilometers. So we ventured into 100 kilometers championships also. So there are 100 kilometer championships also that are happening, which is again 4 or 5 in total, but
Right.
not beyond 24 hours. Nothing beyond 24 hours.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around as an American because our accessibility to go out and run a multi-day race, I mean, you just search for one and figure out which one you want to sign up for.
Absolutely. You guys are spoiled with choices and we don't really are like not. We just have to, you know, wait for another year to come to US or Europe and do another race. So that's how it
Right.
is with multi-day races. Yeah.
So your first 48-hour race was where did you go to do that race?
That was in Bangalore, which is the south of India. And
Okay.
it has a little better weather than, it has relatively a better weather to run because it's south and it's cleaner air, less of AQI, which is the quality index is much better there. And it turned out to be a good race because that was the first time I was venturing from a 24 hours further distance. I had to be conservative and I had never expected that, you know, I'll be able to even finish it. But again, you know, I think endurance runs, the longer runs, just more inviting for me, and I find more satisfaction post a longer race than a shorter one. So I always say that, you know, this time also I was telling to Sachin that, you know, I feel that 24 hours is a beauty contest. Multi-day races is a health contest. So, you
Yeah.
know, you are checked on all the fortitudes, be it your mental, physical, emotional, your strength. You go through a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of thoughts, a lot of, you see stars on earth during a
Yes. Oh,
multi-day.
yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So, your first 72-hour race was at 6 Days in the Dome last year, right? And how did you do there?
I did a 379 kilometers, which was again a national record because, again, I'm telling you, I'm the first one to venture into a multi-day races in India.
Okay.
So whatever I would do would be like at least in women as of now, till the time somebody else, which is that's why I want to be more vocal about it, because I want more women to start running multi-day races, and I can have multi-day races in India rather than spending all my money for coming to US and
Right.
running there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So of course, that was 379 kilometers. I really enjoyed the race. Of course, coming from a very hot, humid weather to running in a cold weather, it was easier for me weather-wise. Of course, I started
Right.
feeling cold after the first, second day of, which of course, when you stop, you start feeling cold in the Petit Center. But it was very liberating for me to do that 72 hours. It was like I felt on top of the world after finishing it. I wasn't as tired as what I was this time after 6 days. So 3 days is like, first day is gone, second day is when you have to survive, third day is any day is the last day, right? Now you've done
Right.
the 6 days, you understand that, you know, it's just the second day that troubles you, and then the
Yep.
third day is done, and you're like, you're done with the race. But I ended up enjoying it, and I took good memories with me when I was back in India, that, you know, okay, and I was looking forward to doing a 6 days from last year on.
Yeah. And so now the 72-hour race was really significant because you had a really bad back injury in 2019, is that right?
I had a
And
very
it
bad.
took you 3 years to get
Yeah.
even back into running again, right?
Right. Yeah.
So then all of a sudden you come to the 2023 6 Days in the Dome and you do 72 hours and absolutely knock it out of the world. I
Yeah.
mean, 379
Thank you.
kilometers in 72 hours is incredible. I mean,
Thank you.
that's so I'm doing the conversion now for our American listeners. That's 235 miles in 72 hours. So that's incredible.
Thank you. Thanks, Daniel.
So when you were done with that, did you think, huh, I'm going to come back next year and do this 6 day thing? Or were you like, okay, one and done? Or what was your thought at the end of it?
So at the end of it, I couldn't think through much. But after I came back to my room, I was sure that, okay, like next year, let's venture into 6 days. I was
Okay.
sure about it that next year I'm coming to Milwaukee for the 6 days.
And now, in your wildest dreams, did you
Yeah.
think you would do as good in the 6 days as you did?
No, I thought, you know, I would cross 600 for sure. I did a 680.2 kilometers. I would cross a 600 kilometers. You do the conversion. I'm bad with the miles.
Yep.
I didn't think that, you know, I'll reach a 680 kilometers for sure.
Yeah. So 600 kilometers is just I think it's like 350,
Okay.
somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So you this year at 6 Days in the Dome did 680 kilometers, which is 422.67 miles. And in a normal year, you would have been first female, hands down, right?
Yeah.
This was not a normal year because
This was not a
Megan.
normal year.
Megan came in, and I
Oh,
think that first
man.
day like crushed
Yeah.
everybody's thoughts of I may
Yeah.
compete in this thing with her amazing performance. So,
But
but
you know,
did you think that you would? Oh
she deserved
yeah,
it
she's amazing.
all. She was
Oh,
so amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. Well, it was so much fun. I was telling somebody the other day
Yeah.
that you know you get around elite runners like Megan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would never know that they're just this amazing elite runner because they talk with you, they laugh with you, and They're just, Megan was just the most amazing person.
Amazing
So
person. Yeah, it was humility personified. I mean, I was in love with her. What, forget about being an elite athlete and doing what she was doing that day. It was like the way she was as a person, as a human being. Oh man, she took
yes.
my heart. Yeah.
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 So for those listening, Meenal finished second to Megan, female, but fourth overall. No, fourth? Yeah, fourth. You were fourth overall.
Yeah.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you would finish fourth overall in a 6-day race and do 680 kilometers, 422 miles?
So Mike, when I so I don't know, you know, I might be wrong here, but you know, when I compete in India, I can, and that too I'm talking about the 24 hours and the multi days, right? There was just one multi day that happened. Of course, now in those days when 24 hours used to happen, the men also were not as good as what they are today. So in those days, I used to compete with men and women because, you know, you
Right.
can't be only, because hardly a handful of women existed in India. And now when I was doing even my 48 hours, I was competing with men. I remember I was third or fourth or fifth, I don't know, overall, out of
Fourth overall.
overall. Yeah, fourth or fifth, I don't remember what I was in those 48 hours. Overall, I was the first in the women 48 hours, but of course I was fourth or fifth in the from the total number of participants, which included men. So whenever I do multi-day races, I feel the men and women category doesn't exist. It has to be like you're competing with all the people together. So it's
Yes.
like yeah. So for me, I don't know, I never anticipated as to I would be the fourth there, but I knew I would be doing good. That I knew
Yeah.
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, do you know your daily totals?
I really don't know, but the first day I, of course, I got a, I have a coach. Okay, so he told me not to go beyond 123 kilometers, which is 124, and I reached 160. And of course, I got a lot of, I had to hear a lot of stuff from him because you know how
That's so
coaches are.
funny.
I wish he doesn't listen to this podcast. So I had gone almost a one marathon mode for the day,
Yeah,
which of course I.
you were so close to crushing a 100-miler in the first day,
I
and
almost did, yeah. I was almost a little less than 100 miles. And then I got a peace of mind from him. And of course, I had to bear the brunt on the second day, which was the toughest day for me. I was like really bad. And I knew why is it happening, because whatever I did on the previous day. So I didn't
yep.
pace myself well. But you learn on the go. You learn with the flow. And you learn with your experiences. So I know that, you know, what I did was wrong. But of course, it was in the hindsight now, and I think from third onwards I started improving on the total. Second was bad for me.
Right. I think everybody had a bad second day because I think
Yeah.
all of us in the 6-day race went out on the first day, except for maybe David Johnston, who ran
Oh
exactly the same all
yeah.
6 days. I mean, it was like the most consistent person out there. But I think all of us had a bad second day because we had gone out, like I did 120 kilometers, 74
Wow.
miles on the first day.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
then, you know, the second day, my body was going, why? Why
Yes.
did you do this? Here, let me show you who's in control here. And
Yes.
I think many of us were that way, but you so much rallied. What did you do, like, from when you kind of ended your second day to when you started into the third day? Because you were a different person on the third day than you were on the second day. Was there something you did in between, or what happened?
Not really, you know, it's just my body just recovered, and you know, I just knew that, you know. So, you know, Michael, there's also, again, I'm telling you, if I don't perform this year, like if I didn't perform in these 6 days, you know, I had this thought in my mind that I'll have to wait for another 1 year to come back and do it again.
Right.
You know what it is? The stakes were high. I didn't have a choice. I don't have a choice with the races in India. Either I do it this year or I again do it. I save money, come back, train hard, and do it again after a year. So it's a 365 days wait, 364 days wait again. So I better start running rather than, you know, sleeping or like wheeling away my time.
Yes.
That was the only thing on my mind, I think.
What a great advantage to have, though, where you can just say, okay, I either get back to good basics and good training, what got me here, or I have to wait 365 days to be able to save up all my money to make the travel to get here. It's a whole different mindset, and
Absolutely.
I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm going, that's a good mindset for anybody to carry into a multi-day race. Is, you've got to get back to the basics and what it takes to move efficiently around the course on the third day, because you don't want to wait 365 days and say, well, I slept most of the time, so I wasn't running. So it's a great mindset. I think if listeners are listening to one thing and wanting to get into the multi-day thing, it's you've got to get back to the basics and do the basics well, because you don't want to, finish a race and then sit there and go, wow, I got 365 days before I can even attempt this again. And it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice to be able to get there, which is what you
Absolutely.
have to do from in India. And so I love that mindset. I think that's a great mindset.
Thank you. Thanks, Itan. Thanks, Itan.
All right. So what was the most fun part of 6 days this year?
Meeting new people and meeting amazing people like you, like Dave Johnson, the Jap guy. Oh man, he was so
Yeah.
funny.
He was amazing.
he was
He was
amazing.
so out of it that last night.
Yeah, I
Oh
know.
my God.
Oh man, I remember the murder and the blood all over the stadium. So the way he was explaining. Anyways, so I think the most fun part was again meeting amazing people, listening to the stories, listening to what they like. And when you're talking and when you're running along with these amazing people, you don't realize that it's been 4 hours you've been running together and you're not tired, or like 8 hours
Yeah.
or 6 hours. Like Lisa, I met Lisa for the first time last year in 72 hours, and since then we've been in touch, and we decided together that this 6 days happening together or this shit is not happening, and
Yep.
hence we both planned it together and we ended. I don't know if you remember, we did the last lap also together.
Yes, I thought it was awesome. You did the first lap together and you did the last lap
Last
together.
lap,
I loved I knew, there was one thing that I knew was going to happen every time I was on the track. I knew that I was going to get passed by Lisa and Minal. You're just waiting for it. I'm going, okay, I'm going to get passed. It's about time for Lisa and Minal to pass me. And here they come. There they go. All right.
Oh God. But it was the most, it was like meeting amazing people on the course was like the most funny and the most, I always look forward to meeting these kind of interesting people in my runs.
Yep. So now your husband, and please say his name because I tried for 6 days and got it wrong every day.
Sachin
Sachin.
Kodak.
Okay. I won't even tell you the variations of his name that came out of my mouth. So he crewed you the whole 6 days, and now kudos to him. He managed to find Indian food someplace in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all 6 days.
Yes. So thanks to Uber Eats. We got the food deliver, Indian food delivered every day, especially in the evenings when I was like going down and the energy levels were going down. And we did manage to have Indian food, and that kept me going. At least something was
Oh,
Indian there.
and what was really awful was you knew when Sachin had brought the Indian food in, because all of a sudden, like, that area of the track filled with this amazing aroma, and it's like, oh,
I
I have to go eat mac and cheese. And I'm just gonna pull up a chair at Minal's table and eat at her table, because she's got the good food going on, man. That was awesome. It was awesome. So has he crewed you at all of your multi-day stuff?
So this last year also, so he's been with my crew for most of my major races. I don't do the major races till the time he's around because it's an emotional connect more than the support. You have to have that emotional connect, which is there. He
Right.
is a tough taskmaster. He would just, I don't know if you, I have to tell you this, Michael. So the last day, sixth day, on the sixth day in the morning, I was again down with my energy levels. He had dug the data on the DUE statistic and different whatever the websites were available. knowing who were the best top Asian all-time ranking, world all-time ranking, just to make sure that I crossed 700. I don't know what is 700, but you know, if I would have crossed 700, I would have been in the all-time world ranking, which is 1.6. Which is, if I would have crossed 437 miles, I would have
Right.
been into all-time in the all-time ranking, the world ranking.
In the
So, you know,
world.
in the world
Wow.
ranking. Yeah. I mean, of course, you would be standing in all-time world ranking for the active runners. There will be many inactive runners who have crossed their 70s and the 80s of the age, and they're not active.
Okay.
So he had dug data of the all-time ranking, all-time world ranking, all-time Asian ranking, telling me on the sixth day. Before, for the first 5 days, he didn't tell me anything. He just kept me going. Sixth day was the day when he wanted me to cross a 437 miles just to get to a 700 kilometers, where I would have been in, of course, I would have had the Asian ranking. Still I have, but it is still less than what it have, would have been if I would have crossed a 437 miles, which
Okay.
is a 700 kilometers. You need these kind of taskmasters in the end, you know. I couldn't do
Yeah.
what he wanted me to do. Of course, I was low on energy. I had blisters and whatever. I can give you 100 reasons. But I still, now in the hindsight, I think I still had the tank to dig in, which I didn't. He tried his level best. No cons and no issues on that. But
Nope.
then he's an amazing crew. He just pushes me when it's needed. He helps me when he makes me go off to sleep or take rest when it's needed. He
Yep.
makes me not waste time. He would be like, either you run or walk or don't delay away time. You're like not even reaching to a 5 kilometers in an hour and you're wasting time. So you better go off to sleep. So he just manages me very well.
That's
And
awesome.
thanks to him. Yeah.
Yep. So how much sleep do you think you got during the 6 days?
This is very funny, and I don't know. I might be wrong in my data, but the Jap guy and me were the longest on the course.
Okay.
I think the Jap guy was much. He was there for hours longer than me.
Okay.
But since I'm a slow runner, I had to compensate that by being on the track for a longer duration.
Right.
If you are a fast runner, you just run fast like Meg used to do, and she used to go off to sleep, come back, run again. This is
Yep.
how most of the fast runners were doing. But then I'm the slowest, so I had the maximum time mileage on the track rather than the speed mileage. Sachin tells me I would have been off the track for like 14 to 16 hours. 16 hours,
Okay.
I think,
Yep.
in total. Yeah.
Yeah, because the one thing that I want to improve is I was off the track for 32 hours.
Yeah. So
And very little of it was sleep. I could not get to sleep. And so that was where
Ah,
I struggled, is I could not
okay.
get to sleep. And so
Ah,
then,
okay.
yeah, so the one thing that I'll do better the next time I do it is manage my off the track time better.
Yeah, that really helps. That I think, you know, that's how you gain on more miles if you are like on the track for longer duration. But then you also need to be moving. You know, you can't be wasting time on the track also. So you know,
Right.
you have to. It's a thin line of balance between going off the track and sleeping and coming back and running fast. You know, everything has to be balanced well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, running fast isn't an option for me because I didn't get the speed button. I guess I must have thought they were giving out something else instead of a speed button, so I didn't get any speed. So I have zero speed. I tell people all the time, I'm a horrible runner. I don't have any speed at all. So I can move for a long time, but I just can't move there fast. So
Yeah.
it's okay. It's all right. All right. So 6 days is done. What's next for Minal?
Of course, if they host the 10 days next year, I'll come for 10 days for sure. I want to
Awesome.
upgrade myself to the 10 days now. So, you
Well,
know, I would like.
you've got a great mentor that did 10 days this year
Yes,
in Arun Barjwa. So
Arun.
are you like in contact in India with Arun?
Yes,
Okay.
he's not my coach, but he's my mentor. And I've been, so, you know, he's the pioneer in the ultra running scenario in India. And
Okay.
he's the one who got this multi-day races into our minds. So he's the one who started doing multi-day races in US, and hence it got into our mind, or my mind for that matter, that, you know, why don't I venture into multi-day races? So I think he's been a great pioneer, and you know, one of the person who's been leading the multi-day races in India as well as the ultra running scenario.
That's awesome. And
Yeah.
what an amazing guy and such a nice man. I mean, Yeah. And also in the 10-day race, he was fourth place in the 10-day race. So what is it with you ultra runners from India? Do you just like fourth place?
We train in this 50 degrees Celsius weather. You better come here and train. I'm telling you, next time you're gonna be
I
relaxed.
think I'm gonna have to start training in 50 degrees Celsius weather or something like that.
Absolutely.
And then go to the dome in, 50-degree Fahrenheit weather and just
Yeah.
absolutely crush the race. Maybe that's the secret.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got it right, man.
It is
Yeah.
awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as we start wrapping this up and everything, what
Yeah.
is the one thing you want the world to know about ultra runners from India?
There's a lot of talent in India. There's a lot of Indian talent in India. It has not been nurtured, which has not been tapped. Starting from 165 kilometers for the selections in 2017 to 272, where we are right now, and the selections happen at 225 to 230 kilometers for men, especially men in India. I mean, even for women, it has been a great journey as an ultra runner and as a 24 hours events which are there in India. We have a lot of talent. The world needs to see it. World needs to know that, we are coming. We're coming. Probably a few years down the line, we might be the world champions. And I'm looking forward, hoping, praying that, like this year we were the first in the Asian Championship. There should be a day when we see that, India breaking records for the World Championship.
I think it's coming. I think if people want to pay attention to a country where there's incredible possibilities, they should be looking at India.
Yes, agree, agree.
Because I think the mental strength that I've seen in the two runners from India that I have been around is phenomenal. Just the mental
Thanks
strength,
a
the
lot, Michael,
ability
for
to
that.
stay on the track and just keep on plugging away from both you and Arun at the dome this year was what a show you guys put on. Because I
Thanks a
mean,
ton. Thanks.
you were phenomenal. You and Tatsuri were the two that were on the track the most, and just always you could always see that you guys were out there, and that meant that mentality and the strength that it takes. Because it's would you agree it's more of a mental strength to be able
Yes, I
to stay
absolutely
out on
agree.
the track? And it's something you actually add into your training in India, isn't it?
So, again, I'm coming to the same thing. We have been like, we are mentally strong because it's always been the survival instincts in India, right? So you get mentally stronger by the day on that. And then, again, coming to the same thing. You don't do it that year. You have to wait for 364 days. You better do it there this year and finish it off your head and finish it off from your radar. So that's how, you get mentally strong on that.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so last question. So, the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. When you hear that, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
As soon as the ultra life comes, I just have this, I better start doing the long runs and get into ultras again after like almost 20 days of rest.
Right.
So the ultra life gets me to an ultra run. The first thing
Yeah.
that comes to my mind.
Okay. One of the things that I would say, having had the honor and the privilege to be around you and Arun, is Indian runners living in an ultra life is not just a one-time event, because you have to be mentally focused for a long time, because you're not going to just be able to go on ultra sign up and sign up for a multi-day event. So you guys live an ultra life every single day, because you're living life to the full, knowing that, hey, this is going to be my shot, and so I better go all in when I have that chance.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. And I'm serious, it was such an honor and a privilege to get to
Same
spend some
here.
time with you out on the track, and
Thanks for
really.
inviting me, Michael. It was like a pleasure and pleasure to talk about India and Indian ultra runners. Thanks a ton. Thanks. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, do you want to hear one last weather report?
Please do share. What
Okay, so
is
it's yes, this is my shtick every morning. So Today in the dome, it's going to be 55 degrees with 35% humidity, much like yesterday. Today, you will experience pain and discomfort, but you're going to love it. So there you go. There's my last weather report from the dome, just for you, Minal.
Thank you. Thanks a ton. Thanks a ton.
You're welcome. Thank
Okay.
you so
Bye.
much for joining
Thank you.
us. This has been amazing. You're an
Great.
amazing person, and I look forward to being around you again very soon.
Perfect. Perfect.
All
Thank you.
right.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.